And so now we're dealing with reconciling. Some of y'all don't want to hear that because I want to deal with some of the myths that go on. Is that okay if I take off my coat? I think I'm all right.
Get comfortable.
That's what we're supposed to do today. And so one of the myths that we have to deal with today is if you genuinely forgive someone, then you should rebuild a relationship with that person. What I'm telling you is, it's not that it's a myth, it's not that it's false, but it's not as expedient as some people think it should be.
Amen.
Amen. In other words, there are some people, when you forgive them, they think that you should jump right back in the same situation that you were in previous, right, before the situation took place that caused you to have some question about whether or not you're going to forgive them. And so people think, you know, that's how we operate. Well, if you forgive me, then we ought to be right back to normal. I'm good. Amen. You forgave me, then we ought to go back to whatever's good. Amen. And let me ask this. What if someone is hesitant to offer forgiveness to the offender because they have no desire to reestablish a relationship with a spouse who has been unfaithful to them, a friend who has cheated on them, a co-worker who has slandered them, or a relative who has abused them? Hallelujah. You are going to be hesitant about reestablishing a relationship with somebody that has hurt you. There is a mental thing going on if you jump back in the same situation after being hurt. Something's going on here. Because your mind and your heart tell you, don't jump back into the same mess that you just getting over. Ooh, y'all looking at me hard at. Hallelujah. Thank God for y'all today. Amen. Look at some of these things. To reestablish a relationship is difficult. Right? Because it involves trust. How can I reestablish a relationship and I don't trust you? You didn't take an advantage of me. Took me for granted. Did whatever it is you sought to do. And you expect me to be cool with it.
Take your time.
See, the reason I got to go over this is because you can't get, I've been saying this for the last 3 or 4 weeks, you cannot fully receive the blessing of God until you get over some of the hurt and pain you've been dealing with. Because if you don't get over the hurt and pain you've been dealing with, what you'll do is you'll bring that baggage to whatever prison situation you're going to be in. So unless you heal completely, whatever you're going through, you're going to drag it with you like luggage. Some of y'all riding fine. You got some Gucci baggage that you need to let go of. Some Louis Vuitton. You flossing, but you got baggage. And that's why some of y'all can't praise God. Because you carrying around luggage that got your arms dragging. You can't lift up your hands. Because your arms are dragging. You can't praise because your arms are dragging. You can't worship because your arms are dragging. And what happens is you started off strong, but now you're getting weak. Now you're getting bitter. Now you're always mad. Now you can't trust nobody. You tell them to come on, but you're going like this. Yeah, come on, but stay arm's distance. Because I can't trust you. Look what's going on now. Look what's going on, beloved. Look now. Bible teaches that reconciliation is important for at least two reasons. First, unity among believers testifies to the world of God's power. That when you're able to come back together, you say God's power is in control. See, a lot of people think that you're powerful if you just hop and shout, dance. That person got power. Let me tell you where real power comes in. Real power comes in after you've gotten over the hurt. You've gotten over the pain. And you're able to come back to that person. Amen. And reconcile with them. That's real power. Because your flesh want to hit them in the jaw.
No, they talk back to me.
See, your flesh want to cut them. Your flesh want to do some things to them. But let me tell you, real power happens now when your spirit overpowers your flesh. And you do what the Lord has instructed you to do. And you walk by faith and not by sight. I can't see how I'm going to forgive. But with the glory of God, I will work towards. Somebody shout, I got power. I got power like that. I got Holy Ghost power. I got power like that. I got power. Second is that unity among believers empowers us to resist the attacks of Satan. In other words, when we walk together, we're better able to resist the devil.
Yes.
You see, there are some of us now. See, this is the trick of the enemy. This is where the devil comes in and absolutely destroys us. He gets us to a point now where he takes advantage of us. Somebody will come into our life, damage us, make us think that we got to walk by ourselves. I don't need nobody. And when you all by yourself in the desert, now you are prey to whatever the devil sends your way. You are susceptible to whatever the devil sends your way. You got to understand. Look at the wildebeest. The reason the wildebeest don't succumb to the lion so easily is because they travel in packs. The lion got to try to instinctively try to isolate and separate somebody that's smaller and weaker, because if I come up against the pack, I lose. What would happen if we stuck together in the spirit? See, not enough people said amen. Let me say it again. What happens if we stuck together in the spirit? In other words, when I'm going through, you going through. When I'm praying, you praying. When I'm praising, you praising. When I'm giving God glory, you giving God glory. When I'm crying, you crying. We stick together in the spirit. But a lot of us feel that we don't have nobody even in the church. We feel like we all alone. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Nobody knows what I've been through. Nobody understands. Nobody. Or we say, they just ain't going to do nothing but talk about me.
Come on, Pastor. Yeah, right, Pastor.
Let me help some of y'all out real quick. Let me pull it to the curtain. Some of that is your fault because you got to know who to talk to. But there are some people, I guarantee you, that have been through the same thing that you've been through. Solomon said there's nothing new. So please don't think that your situation is any more different than anybody else's situation. You might have got a couple twists, but everybody has been through some mess. So the devil wants to divide you and conquer you. See, when he can divide us, he conquers us. He is more, not that he will, it's easier for him to conquer us because we're walking by ourselves. And when you turn around, you think somebody should be having your back. Nobody got your back. Nobody's there. And see, look, this is what unforgiveness does to your spirit. Unforgiveness causes you to be bitter. Therefore, people don't want to come around you when you're bitter, because you're always lashing. You always biting out at folk. And so nobody, I ain't going around them. They always mad. They wake up mad. Go to sleep mad. They walk around mad. They cussing all the time. They can't say nothing positive to them. They are the pessimists. They don't ever see no good in nothing. And so why should I even be around ever? And pretty soon you find yourself by yourself. now you pray and don't know it. There is spiritual strength in numbers. I don't think you gotta walk this walk by yourself. There is spiritual strength in numbers. Hallelujah. I used to think I'm the only child. My father was, you know, he left my mother, they split when I was two. And I used to think I'm part of a real small family on my mother's side. It was about five, six of us. And I never knew I had a big family. Let me tell you what's finding out you're part of a big family does for you. That when I go out, if I run into some trouble. See, this is what a big family does for you. Anybody come from a big family, you grew up with a big family, you got brothers and sisters or people that grew up around you, that if you ever got into a fight, y'all talk back to me. If you ever came up in some mess and you had a big family, you can act a fool knowing that somebody was coming up behind you that had, you see, there's strength in numbers. Look at somebody and say, I got your back in the spirit. There's a scripture that says this. Matthew 5:23-24 says, therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you. So while you're here, see, some of you coming up, it is for me.
Help us.
But while you coming to God, God reminds you that somebody got a problem with you. Why are you up here worried about yourself? God says, here, let me bring back to your remembrance that there's somebody else that got a problem with you. And while you're at the altar, Bible says lay down your gift and go and find that person and get back with them and reconcile.
That's the word.
We read that one.
So let me help some of y'all. Let me put it in layman's terms. God is saying, before you think you can just run up on me, let me remind you, I need you to run up on your friend, your spouse, your cousin, your brother, your sister, and reconcile. Because you're going to want me to reconcile with you. But I need you to go back and make it right with them. Psalms 133:1 says this in Sunday school. Behold, how good and pleasant, and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. We are meant to be together. If you are the mindset that I can do this all by myself, I don't need no man, I don't need no woman, I don't need nobody around you, you're wrong. You wasn't built to be by yourself. You're supposed to be together. Amen. So the Bible teaches that reconciliation is important, but with one major condition. While I can unilaterally, which means just one-way street, forgive another person, I cannot unilaterally be reconciled to my offender. Why? Forgiveness depends upon me.
That's right.
Reconciliation depends upon us.
Right.
You understand? I can't be reconciled. If Sister Richardson is mad at me,
make it plain. Come on.
Right? Okay. If Yvette is mad with me, and she might say she forgive me, she don't need my apology to forgive me. But in order for us to walk together, she gotta want to be reconciled, and I gotta want to be reconciled. And we come together in that way. So it takes two. See, those of you who have been offended, you still got job to do. You gotta want to be reconciled.
Say that again.
But let me be truthful with you. And here's where I would differ with some of my preaching friends. Not that God can't do anything, but sometimes reconciliation ain't always possible. Can I be real? There's some stuff that just hold up. I know God is real, I know, but hold a minute. There's some stuff. And so it is preferable, but at times, it's not always possible. Let me tell you. Here's what the word said. We've been studying the scripture for a couple weeks. It says Romans 12 and 18. Let me break this down now. Hallelujah. Look what it says. New King James Version. Romans 12 and 18. It says, if it is possible. In other words, there is a chance that it's not possible. Holy Ghost help me today. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. In other words, there could be a situation where you could not live peaceably with all men. Look at this now. And there are some of us always trying to reconcile with somebody, and they don't want to have nothing to do with us. Reconciliation is a two-way street.
Yes, sir.
There are some of us who have a hard time reconciling with some people who have done us wrong. And what I say to you is that your heart has not been fully healed yet.
All right, now.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Lord.
If you got a problem with anybody, then you ought to look at yourself. Not that it's a problem per se, but you got some unforgiveness issues that you need to deal with.
Yes, right.
You
got to deal with it. Thank you, Lord. You got to deal with it.
And here's where some of us mess up. I can express my desire for reconciliation inside a relationship, but I cannot demand it. There are some people who demand that we be reconciled, and you have not fully healed from the pain of what they took you through. And what ends up happening is you again become bitter. Because they forced you before you were ready. Well, y'all looking at me hard. In other words, when you're in a relationship with somebody and they do you wrong and you tell them I forgave you, but I'm not ready to trust you, they try to force trust on you and make you get back to the place before you were hurt. The reason that does not work is because your heart is not in it. And when your heart is not in it, you will falsify information. You will say, I forgive you, and I didn't move on, when in reality, you have not moved on. So when they do something to you, instead of you starting from zero, you actually starting from five. Y'all talk back to me. And when they do something to you, that's why you went smooth off, because you had not fully reconciled or got forgiveness down on the inside. So instead of being calm and collected, you almost lost your mind when they didn't even call you. Some of y'all didn't catch that. Let me say it again. See, when you've totally moved on, you totally reconcile, you allow that person now to start at zero. So they mess up, now they can move up a little bit at a time. But when you have not reconciled in your heart, where you think is zero, now you're lying. 5 or 6. And they wondering why you get mad so easy. They get mad so easily because they have yet to fully reconcile. Because your heart's not ready. See, as saints, and this is what cracks me up, as saints in the kingdom of God, we have to be ready to go the distance with people. See, we have bought into the world's philosophy that if you don't forgive me, we'll forget you. And I don't need you. And I'll move on. I'ma just do what I want to do. Saw a movie yesterday. Jump in the broom. Don't go talk to your girl. You don't need to talk to your girl. Be a man. You gonna be sleeping by yourself, Playboy. And so only if both parties agree can it be achieved. Both parties have to agree. Even if someone has truly forgiven me for hurting them, it still, listen to this, beloved, it still may take a great deal of time and effort to rebuild a fractured relationship.